This is English USA on VOA. Now lesson 34.
В эфире 34-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня мы продолжим изучение времени проведения определенных мероприятий, а также рассказы о своем расписании. Мы повторим также слова и выражения из прошлых уроков. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Band.
Оркестр.
Концерт.
Концерт.
Food.
Пища, продукты.
Homework.
Домашнее задание.
Newspaper.
Газета.
Park.
Парк.
Bring. Brought.
Приносить. Принес, принесла.
Late.
Поздно.
After school.
После занятий.
Before lunch.
Перед ланчем.
In the evening.
Вечером.
On Saturday.
В субботу.
Last week.
На прошлой неделе.
3 years ago.
3 года назад. Мартин Лернер и его жена Айлин находятся на железнодорожной станции. Они рассказывают о своем участии в разных мероприятиях. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов.
What time does the train go?
At 9:15.
What time does it arrive in Pittsburgh?
I don't know.
When is your meeting?
I have many meetings. They're in the afternoon.
When are you coming home?
Tonight.
We're going to meet the train.
Is Alan going to come with you?
Yes, he is.
When is his game?
Tomorrow evening.
Isn't the game this evening?
No, it isn't. It's tomorrow evening.
When was it last week?
It was on Wednesday. It's on Thursday this week.
I see. What time is the game?
It's at 7:30.
Good. I'm going to go.
That's wonderful. He wants you to go.
When are you going to your office?
After lunch. I worked late last night.
What time are you going to go?
At 1:30. What time is the train tonight?
It arrives at 8:45.
Okay. Sue can come too. Can you eat on the train?
Yes, I can, but I'm going to eat in Pittsburgh.
Good. Sue can finish her homework before dinner.
What time are you going to have dinner?
At 7 o'clock.
When are you going to come to the train station?
At 8 o'clock.
Напоминаем, если указание точного времени не имеет большого значения, мы указываем приблизительное время или отрезок времени.
In the afternoon. Tonight.
Tomorrow evening. On Wednesday. On Thursday. After lunch. Last night. Before dinner.
Давайте поупражняемся. Повторяйте, пожалуйста, за Полом и Барбарой выражение, указывающее на приблизительное и точное время.
On weekends. On weekends.
The day after tomorrow. The day after tomorrow.
Last Monday. Last Monday.
Next week. Next week.
After dinner. After dinner.
In the evening. In the evening.
3 years ago. 3 years ago.
Before the meeting. Before the meeting.
In the morning. In the morning.
In 1980. In 1980.
А вот точное время по часам.
At 9:15.
At 7:30. At 1:30.
At 8:45.
At 7 o'clock. At 8 o'clock.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте, пожалуйста, за Полом и Барбарой выражение, указывающее на точное время.
At 3:15. At 3:15.
At 8:30. At 8:30.
At 6:45. At 6:45.
At 7 o'clock. At 7 o'clock.
At 9 o'clock in the morning. At 9 o'clock in the morning.
Теперь вы ответьте, пожалуйста, на вопросы Мартина, употребляя обстоятельства точного времени.
What time do you eat lunch?
Отвечайте. I eat lunch at noon.
What time do you listen to English?
I listen to English at 7 o'clock in the morning, Moscow time.
What time do you listen to music?
I listen to music at... И укажите время.
А теперь, отвечая на вопросы Мартина, употребите обстоятельства приблизительного времени.
When do you study English?
I study English on the weekends.
When do you go shopping?
I go shopping in the evening.
When do you play sports?
I play tennis on Sundays.
Martin, when did you first visit Pittsburgh?
In 1975. I wrote a story about Pittsburgh 10 years ago. I wrote a story 3 years ago. And I visited last year, too.
When did you first visit Washington?
I don't know. Many years ago.
Ответьте, пожалуйста, на некоторые вопросы Мартина в прошедшем времени.
When did you leave school?
I don't know. Many years ago.
When did you visit your family?
Last year. Или другое обстоятельство прошедшего времени.
When did you see your teacher?
3 years ago.
Во второй части урока мы продолжим беседу об обстоятельствах приблизительного или точного времени в будущем или прошлом. Мартин Лернер и его жена находятся на железнодорожной станции и рассказывают о своем участии в разных мероприятиях.
Are you going shopping today?
Yes.
When are you going shopping?
After work. I must buy some food.
Please buy some coffee.
Don't we have coffee?
No, I finished the coffee.
When?
This morning. I made coffee for breakfast. When did you buy coffee?
I bought coffee last week. Are you drinking too much coffee?
I like coffee.
When do you drink so much coffee?
In the morning. I like coffee in the morning.
What time is it, Martin?
It's 9:20.
What time is the train to Pittsburgh?
At 9:30.
May I buy a newspaper? I didn't read the newspaper this morning.
I don't know. Can you wait?
When can I buy the newspaper?
In a few minutes. I'm going in a few minutes.
Martin, are you going to work on Saturday?
No, I don't like to work on weekends.
Can you take Sue and her friends to the park?
When?
In the afternoon. There is a band concert.
What time is the concert?
The concert is at 2:15.
What band is playing?
There are 3 school bands playing. Some of Sue's friends are playing in the band.
What time are they going to finish?
At 4 o'clock. I want to work on Saturday.
Do you want to work at home?
No, I can't. I want to work at the office.
Eileen! Hi, how are you?
Hello! What are you doing here, Valerie? Martin, this is Valerie McCormick.
Hello. Eileen told me about you. I'm happy to meet you.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Where are you going? What are you doing here?
I'm going home. I brought my husband to the train.
What time is his train?
It was at 9:10. It left.
Where is he going?
He's going to Hartford, Connecticut. Where are you going?
Martin is going to Pittsburgh.
What time is your train?
It's at 9:30. I'm going now. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Be careful.
Goodbye, Martin.
Обратите внимание, перед указанием точного времени употребляется предлог at, который переводится на русский язык как в. Например, at 7 o'clock в 7 часов, at 9:20 в 10:20, at 2:45 в 2:45. Послушайте Мартина и его жену Айлин.
At 9:30.
At 2:15. At 4 o'clock.
Приблизительное время означает период, отрезок времени. Оно употребляется в тех случаях, когда точное время не имеет большого значения. Послушайте.
After work.
This morning.
Last week.
In the morning. In a few minutes.
In the afternoon.
Давайте поупражняемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
When are you going to have your vacation? When are you going to have your vacation?
I'm going to have my vacation in August. I'm going to have my vacation in August. And when are you going to have lunch? And when are you going to have lunch?
I already had lunch in the afternoon. I already had lunch in the afternoon. When did you study English? When did you study English?
I studied English yesterday evening. I studied English yesterday evening.
Теперь ответьте, пожалуйста, на вопросы Мартина.
When are you going to travel?
Отвечайте. Скажем, I don't know. Maybe next year.
When did you listen to the radio?
I listened to the radio. И укажите время.
When does the English lesson begin?
It begins at... И укажите время.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительные. Оркестр.
Band. Band.
Концерт.
Concert. Concert.
Продукты, пища.
Food. Food.
Домашнее задание.
Homework. Homework.
Газета.
Newspaper. Newspaper.
Парк.
Park. Park.
Глагол приносить, принес, принесла.
Bring, brought. Bring, brought.
Наречие. Поздно.
Late. Late.
Выражение времени. После занятий.
After school. After school.
Перед ланчем.
Before lunch. Before lunch.
Вечером.
In the evening. In the evening.
В субботу.
On Saturday. On Saturday.
На прошлой неделе.
Last week. Last week.
3 года назад.
3 years ago. 3 years ago.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 34-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке мы продолжим изучение времени проведения определенных мероприятий, а также рассказы о своем расписании. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Игрок, отбивающий бейсбольный мяч битой.
Batter.
Место.
Seat.
Прибывать.
Arrive.
Покидать, уходить.
Leave.
Вот.
Here you are.
Разрешите вам помочь? Или чем могу помочь?
May I help you?
Сколько?
How many?
9:15.
9:15.
12:30.
12:30.
2:24.
2:24.
7:51.
7:51.
8:05.
8:05.
10:10.
10:10.
Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке»,